With that said, I want to welcome everyone tonight on this Tuesday night as we, the final Tuesday of 2021, the year we've been counting every single day, which started off with agony. The year began, right? We had our hopes up. I said, there's no way 100% that Biden gets in. Boom, we have General Flynn. He goes on InfoWars, says, yeah, 10 out of 10, everybody was expecting one result. Trump invites everyone to go to the Capitol. Boom! I come out and say, you know, anybody who goes there, get ready. I guarantee you there's going to be dead bodies. Big things are going to happen at the Capitol. I said it before it all happened. Boom! False flag attack. Right-wing media gets bamboozled. Boom! With this total nonsense PSYOP article on InfoWars that spreads to National File and other... Next thing you know, everybody on the right-wing media side says that Q is a PSYOP and it's Russia. It's all it is a parallel operation to Russia Operation Trust somehow. They throw away 4,953 drops. Bye. One of the greatest PSYOP. The rest is history, people, right? We have the fake inauguration. They've been operating on a fake stage. They surrounded the Capitol, right, with these barbed wired fence, not knowing what Trump was going to do all year long. You have the fake channels on YouTube putting out all these bizarre predictions, like they have somehow this direct connection to Trump. And before the year is over, some of these phonies are showing up at Patriot events. It's shocking stuff, people. While the deep state destroys America, like we said. Just like we were told in the intel drops, right? That you had to show people the truth. And a lot of people have died. We saw what happened in Afghanistan. Shocking. And we've had people terrorized, patriots put in prison just for showing up to the Capitol to celebrate Trump. We have a whole pack of operatives that are now caught. Right? These ringleaders of this Capitol false flag. No indictments on them. The FBI came out, dropped the nuclear bomb. Boom! The FBI already put out their report. But Pelosi and the Dems that were in charge of the Russia collusion, they are the ones still pushing this Capitol false flag. What they call the insurrection. Trump, cool as cool breeze, Trump. All year long, reminding us that America will be great, talking positive, laughing it off, going to, you know, fighting events, announcing fighting events and going to the World Series. And again, Trump has been laughing it off, enjoying his life all year long somehow. And the Dems, on the other hand, the deep state, really, because it involves rhinos as well. All pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset, creating one rejuvenation of the narrative, proving what we said from the beginning, that this virus narrative is the New World Order, but their vaccine is the Great Awakening. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to join me on Truth and Art TV, where on the member side, right? TruthandArt.tv, where I will release Thursday, probably. A program that I recorded today. Really, really driving it home. You watched the last two programs, last week's program and this next one. You're going to be the expert at the vaccine topic. At least your mind's going to be expanded if some of you guys already know the things that I'm presenting. Good. Go on. Get out there and get the word out. All of it is being blown wide open. All right, I didn't intend, you know, it is the end of the year, and I suppose a review is a good idea at the end of the year, right? And I'll be back tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a short stream on Friday. We'll see. Okay, and with that said, welcome everybody out there, everyone on Rumble and DLive live stream. as well as, you know, the Foxhole Crown on Pill.net. And everyone watching on the, right, the BitChute Crown on the recorded live stream. And everyone watching on Rumble recorded live stream. God bless you all. Happy New Year. Let's see how we can end this year. At the essence of Marxist ideology is the idea that you have to be the victim and they have to get you off of your personal identification of who you are. And they need you to give up who you are. And by the way, when you do that, with that goes all your freedoms and everything that makes you who you are, your uniqueness that God gave you, out. And in this ideology, you have to give up who you are to this collective Marxism. Think about it. And when you're on that bus known as the collective, one of the driving forces, aside from negativity and complaining and attacking people, one of the premier driving forces is this concept of that you are the victim. So, yeah, we begin tonight with something that a lot of people are noticing. Let us get it out, right? Are you guys ready? God bless you all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Marxists are doing over a nothing burger phone call.
Let me tell you why this matters. The asymmetry has always been what advantages the Trump right more than anything else. And
the asymmetry of the asymmetry of the asymmetry of the asymmetry of this very serious situation of a nobody, people. I didn't even cover this story the last few days because it's not even a real story, people. This guy who's had enough, he's part of the Great Awakening, he sees what's happening. He puts out the prank call on the stupid old man. The Let's Go Brandon, nothing. This is like kindergarten. When, you know, you joked on somebody or somebody joked on you or whatever. These kindergarten type jokes, that's what the Let's Go Brandon thing is, people. But, ha! Hey, the symmetry of the symmetry. Hey, what's happening here?
Symmetry of saying F you to a sitting president on a call in front of your four kids.
It's not like the demons on the left. Not only did they say F you, Trump, people, they had Broadway plays where they were simulating Trump getting beheaded and ripped up and sliced to death. Among many, many things they did. Not to mention this Hollywood, thank you, somebody, Kathy Griffin, holding this bloody, I mean, people, come on. So let's keep it in context. Again, people, this is what Marxism is all about, victimhood, and lying, and Satanism, and everything.
Look past this. Don't look at this as a story about giving airtime to a MAGA guy who goes on Steve Bannon's podcast and said, I wasn't joking. Not only did I say, F you, Mr. President, I said more than that.
How do these people live with themselves? People, this is beyond just reading a script. You have to dedicate your entire soul to Satan to work for this legacy media, these demons. You have to. Come on, people. Let's keep it real. Come on.
This is the slow motion insurrection, Jason, in full color.
Yeah, right. And what, excuse me, people. You know, we have to. What? That is what we have to say to that. Again. That is what the revolution's all about, my friends. They need to change America fundamentally, and there it is. And before, again, and then we have this individual, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read to you what this guy is coming up saying. Let's take a minute, because this I believe this is Jason Johnson. And look at this, people. He is coming out. He's adding to what Nicole is saying. Here's the thing. There's nothing more entertaining to me than people whose names I have never heard of 4 days ago saying I'm canceled as they are being amplified. Yeah, but they're still canceled. So they don't care about cancel culture. But let's get more serious, right? He goes on, but the more dangerous thing you are pointing to is the fact that all of these people are basically just insurrectionists in training now. But these people are speaking, they are not joking. They're trying to turn it into some war situation. MAGA isn't about taxes. Yeah, no. Let's Go Brandon isn't about what you feel about supply chain issues and gas. Yes, it is. It is the cry of insurrectionists. In other words, shut up while we increase the price of gas. Shut up. That ain't what you're complaining about. So what? We're taking your job. Shut up. You don't like the man? Just shut up. We're going to lock you down and we're going to give you $1,000. Matter of fact, 2 years in prison for not complying with the vaccine mandates. Shut. So what? Your borders are being wide open. Shut up. Everything. So what? We're giving illegal alien criminals a lot of money and coming against Americans. So what? Shut up. When people say, let's go, Brandon, it had nothing to do with that. It is the cry of people who want to violently take over this country and oppress anyone who is not like them. This is hardcore, straight down the middle communist propaganda, people. That's what makes this dangerous. That's enough of these demons, people. You guys get it. Don't overlook these big Marxist-type moments straight out of Karl Marx's, this is right out of history books, right, people? This shocking, over-the-top, ugly. This is like the World War II propaganda of the Nazis. Same thing. With these cartoons, with these over-the-top, that you know the everything about the cartoon is lying. But people were that stupid in those days. So this war is identified by this group of people that are so stupid, people. But anyway, say hello, people, before we get... And what do they want? This is what they want, people. Say hello to the new tyrannical way of life in New York City. Say hello, people.
Disgraceful.
You failed.
You failed yourself, NYPD. You failed yourself.
And this is a family that is being removed from an ordinary restaurant for not having their vaccine papers.
Is this what you signed up for?
Notice that in New York, now it's starting to feel like you're in Australia, little by little. That's the point of this operation, which is going nowhere, people. Yeah, the Patriots are making their moves, and we've been sharing, right? Good news from a medical standpoint. And, you know, the virus and the vaccine, but you think they're giving this up? Come on, people.
Is this what justice looks like for you? Is this what you dreamed of when you wanted to be a cop?
That's what they wanted, people. There. Right there. This is your only warning. Shut your mouth. This is, even though the Omicron's blowing up in their face, but people, this is, the Omicron can detonate and we can laugh here on Truth and Art TV. All we want. Doesn't matter. That does not change the Great Reset Plan, which is why the vaccine is the Great Awakening. Can you see it? Come on, people. I know that you guys see it. But there it is. Can you imagine the amount of people that are being awakened by this? Think about it. And while that's happening, people, here it is. We've been saying that they, the deep state, they love their new world order. They love Klaus Schwab. They love everything Soros has done to fund these revolutions. They get it. They've been dreaming. They've been salivating about this. It's in the 16-year plan. They're focused on winning or they die. People, it's like a suicide mission. We're going to win or we die. They know it. Hillary thinks, they all think this way. They know, we will win or we will die. They will kill themselves. Suicide weekend. Look up the drops again, people. This is an enemy that's like a running back. Yeah, they're just running full speed ahead. They're never going to give in. That is the reason, logically, the military is the only way, ladies and gentlemen, you guys. So, as we review, we're closing out the year. Let me get this straight. Everyone is being immunized one way or the other because the Omicron, which is basically the new vaccine, if you ask me, is piercing through all of this. And again, people, check out the new presentation on the members channel. It's coming up Thursday. Shocking stuff. I was even shocked researching the material. Like, how did I not see this? People, I'm going to say it right now. The program on Thursday on the members channel is, I'm going to say it, shocking. I'm saying it. All right. So, in a good way, by the way, in a good way. In a good way. So they're losing the medical part of it. So because of that, like we said yesterday, they're rolling out this frenzy of testing sites. Instead of shutting it down and declaring victory over the vaccine, they're actually doubling down and creating a bunch of testing sites. And you can see they're arresting people in New York. Like, what's happening? It's like the opposite of what you would do given what's happening. From a medical standpoint, where no one is dying, the vaccine, the new virus only goes to your throat and people are getting immunized for this virus. I mean, and then we have this new vaccine coming out in the army. So instead of shutting it down and declaring victory, they're doubling down. And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is how they do it. This is the moment of truth. Here it is. This is how the deep state operates. First, you have Fauci put out the idea, like he did the other day. And we had Jake Tapper saying, oh no, it was it, right? Was it, maybe it was Jim Acosta, right? I think it was in the, I play so many different videos. I think it was Jim Acosta. But, okay, but why aren't we getting? Why are you saying what the airlines? You think they should? You're saying, Mr. Fauci, that airlines should demand vaccines in order for everyone to fly in an airline? That's not what. That is what you're saying. But Jim Acosta. My name is. I'm Fauci the fraud. No. I don't think that we need to do that. But maybe we could put it on the table. But remember, we're putting it on the table, but it's not on the table, but it's on the table, on the table. But that's not what you're saying. You're not saying that we should do that. No. My name is Fauci. I'm not saying we don't need to do it. But I am saying that we maybe should put it on the table. But it's not off the table. But maybe later we'll put it on the table. Everything was about the table. Bear with me and my energy. Bear with me. So Fauci, you're saying that it's off the table, but what if something really bad happens in the field? So you admit that maybe we'll have to put it on the table because it's got to be on the table, even though you're saying that it's not on the table, but the table. And then people right there, 24 hours later, kaboom, 24 hours. This is how they do it, people. Vacationing Biden is considering COVID vaccine mandate for domestic travel. Right there, people. The stupid old man is coming out. Right here, people. Tonight, the fake resident and the fake... Yeah, they're not FLOTUS. They're fake. The resident and the vice... And his stupid wife, who's a fake doctor. What took... What new first pup commander out for a... Oh, the cute little dog. By the way, the fake resident... told press gathered that he has not spoken to Joe Manchin this week and what will make a decision on requiring vaccines for domestic travel. Right there. When I get a recommendation from the medical team. What? I'm playing with Commander, my new puppy. Hey, Commander. Oh, hold on, Commander. I'll let you know if I'm going to bring force to even, you know, because Fauci introduced it when he was talking with Jim Acosta. Hey, Fauci, that was a great idea. No one thinks it's your idea. No one's going to blame you for it. They may not even blame me because I'm playing with my dog. No, but everyone's stupid enough to believe. Of course, Bernie at Truth and RTV, he's going to unlock this. Ah, nobody watches him. Click! Come on, people. Do not be fooled by their mechanisms. Don't let the Marxists fool you, people. That's why the fraudster kept saying, yeah, it's on the table. Maybe it's not on the table because everything that he puts on the table, people, comes to pass. Fauci has used this technique like a billion times, people. But he always says, nah, there's no reason for us to go back to, you know, masks. You know, that's off the table. 2 weeks later, that's how they do it, people. So at least in 2022, people, when you hear the fraudster use the word table, kaboom. Say, Bernie, I found another one. Here's the link. Send me the... Come on, people. Let's work together. That's how they do it. All right? That's enough of this. There it is. And the old man. Anybody want to make a bet? We'll see what happens. But come on, people. He's talking like he's this emperor. Yeah. A day after he said the feds are out of the deal. The virus will never be solved at the federal level. He just said that already a day later. He's talking, well, I'll let you know. Maybe we'll do the travel mandate. Yeah. Come on, people. Think about it. See what you think. Maposa 78245 says, when the vax starts taking its toll, there will be revenge. Robert 85 says, you can type that again, Stevie B. Now I want to know what Stevie B is saying. All right. Ladybug says, Bernie, please bottle your energy. I would buy a pallet of the stuff. Well, maybe we'll do that. Ladies and gentlemen, what else? All right. Let's see what other people are saying, right? Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, you know. Let me open up to make sure we have our friends at Rumble, okay? Well, Dar says, tyrants love lots of them in our House and Senate. Okay. And let's make sure our friends, at the, right? The redpilled.net. Foxhole Crown. Ringo Dog said, then they will close state lines. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all for your consideration. Then we have this. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Give me about 30 seconds. Hold on. EU drafting law allowing seizure of private property during pandemic and emergencies report. So, again, we talked about this yesterday, how these entities around the world, they're leading the charge. They're basically saying, look, Klaus Schwab, you know, we got you. The goal is to lock everyone up or take away their wealth. Really, the main goal is to take all their wealth away. You will own nothing. So, that is a reminder as we close out the year. Take a look, people. This is the goal. Yeah, we're thinking about, people, this is going to go down, people. They're going to take everyone's property away. And we're in a World War II, really World War III situation. So now you can see why this is a global issue. We were told the only platform that told us this was a global issue was Trump's online research project. So this is going to be solved at the global level. I'm like I said before, we're looking at major sanctions. When Trump comes back, he's going to destroy the EU single-handedly, if you ask me. And all these nations that are exercising this tyranny, sanction them all. Let them die. Let them starve them out to death. It's going to be real solutions. So to my friends, to our friends in the EU and, you know, in Europe and around the world, hang in there, my friends. Be strong. Something big is coming. I'm letting everyone know. Let's pray for everybody all around the world. Meanwhile, this is a big, big deal, people. China admits worst coronavirus situation since 2020 as genocide Olympics approach. Ladies and gentlemen, can you see? Does this remind you of anything? Let's see here. When was the last time there was a big sporting event, a global sporting event that was taking place in China at a time when there was chatter about a virus brewing in China? Does that remind anybody of anything? Come on, people. Think about it. Common sense. Common sense, people. I mean, I hope people can see what's happening. Let me just come out and say it. And the situation matches what happened in 2019. Now, if I'm right about what we talked about yesterday, that the virus is gone goodbye, everyone is immune, not just because everybody's saying. And I suggested that maybe this is why are they rolling out this new operation with the new tests, as we talked about in the members channel in the video that some of you guys are going to see on Thursday. If they're rolling out this new test, they're getting rid of the PCR and they're rolling out these testing centers everywhere. And like we said last week, I think in the new model, put it this way, people, with the new year, the black hats and the white hats are both collecting their strategies. We're going to see some serious stuff this year. Both sides are trying to outplay each other. And if I'm right that they're launching this new operation with these testing centers and the new tests that they're circulating, this is all part of the plan. Whatever this new test is that the CDC is going to roll out, promise you people, it has a lot to do with the New World Order plans. Whatever it is. And it's a little bit of a coincidence that in the middle of all this, now we have this big sporting event in China. That if they were going to roll out a totally different virus to start this thing all over again, this might be one way to do it. I'm just throwing this idea out for your consideration. Are they going to try to roll out a brand new virus, something crazy? As all the suckers are going to gather in Beijing again. As if they didn't learn their lesson in 2019. Think about it. And China's like, yeah, come on over. We got to circulate this new. We got to have the Olympic. Come on over. Come on, athletes. We have something for you guys. That's how the virus spread, people. Then we have this. CDC says it overestimated Omicron spread by more than 200%. This is huge. And again, people, I'm not being conspiratorial. I'm throwing a possibility that has logic to it. If the enemy thought that the Omicron backfired on them. Pay attention, people. If we're right on this channel, what we've been saying, you think this demon, she doesn't... People, the deep state knows that channels like these are celebrating, and we're saying, ah, the good joke's on you guys. Say hello to Omicron. They know that. So if, I'm not saying, yeah, if they thought that the Omicron blew up in their face, you might expect a headline like this, where now the CDC is saying, what? Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, that Omicron, no, 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 you no, 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 no. Yeah, these people, no, they don't have Omicron. Oh, no, we change our minds about that. Why would, I mean, look at the degree to which they're changing their mind. They went from saying, the agency reported December 20th that 73% of COVID-19 cases across the United States were Omicron. Up from 70% 2 weeks before. Now, that number has been revised all the way down to what? 22.5. Come on, people. This is a joke. What? 73? Oh, no, we meant 22. What? We're telling everyone that people are dying? Oh, that's because they don't have Omicron. That's the problem. You know, we know that Omicron... What? We have this new virus that they picked up from Beijing? We'll see what happens. But I'm just painting the big picture. Just... All right, ladies and gentlemen. Also, there's this, you know, changing topics. What did I tell you guys? The Cuomo operation comes to conclusion. Westchester County DA concludes sexual misconduct allegations again. Andrew Cuomo were credible. Oh, no, Bernie. They're credible. The allegations are real. But Bernie said that he touched their back and that it didn't add up and it looked kind of phony. But what? But won't file charges. Laugh out loud. Oh, yeah. Let's hear it again. Where's my crowd? Yeah, there you go. That's how this works. It was a show, people. And remember when this all started, everyone, Pelosi, all of them were like, this is a serious situation with this Cuomo. We got to get... And they were making it seem like it was the end of the world. You're good to go, Cuomo. Hey, that was another great idea. Come on, people. Don't let him play you. Don't let him play you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And the story. All right, we'll cover that another time. What do you guys think? Heavy hitter 714. That's Cuomo looks like an... What? Okay. Turn. All right, we'll read that one. What else? And Shelly T, what is she? Says, what about murder charges, nursing homes? They needed to get him off of the spotlight. It was his turn to go. He talked with this hoochul, whatever this woman. They worked it all out that she was going to step in and take over. No big deal, but they had to come up with something. And in the end, nothing's happening to any of these people. All right, anyway. All right, let's see. She busted chick and now in fear. All right, what's somebody saying? All right, let's see. Yeah, but they keep quiet about it. It's, you know, all these random conversations that I guess maybe the program is, you know, not within the spectrum of people's focus. I don't know. Enrico Varado says the DA won't file charges since the victims would like to remain alive, allegedly. That's another possibility. But either way, people see what you think. Meanwhile, let's round out tonight, right? Pelosi's January 16th plus next move. This is what I'm saying. This is what they're all doing ahead of 22 midterms. And she is talking, this on Select Committee investigation, Capitol Stick, January 6th, Capitol Riot is considering subpoenaing Republican members of Congress as part of his operation. People, this is the same thing that they did with the Trump-Russia collusion. That is what they do. They have nothing else they can do. They have nothing. No, they're doing what they always do. She's coming out. If we have the authority and the lawyers are still looking at it to pursue it, then we'll do it. This Benny Thompson is coming out saying. And they're going after Jordan and Scott Perry. Both Perry and Jordan have declined to meet with the committee. Decisions that Thompson described as unfortunate, quote, if they choose not to come voluntarily, we'll have to see what, if any, options we have as a committee. Yeah. Hey, sir, you have no options. No options. Just let it go. You guys just accept that you're going to go to jail. Let it go, sir. Come on, enough, people. Let's stop with this already. All right, you guys get it. So you can see it's like this ongoing committee that, you know. So, and be aware, you know, for the sake of completion, be aware that Senator Mastriano, who's running for governor, right, in Pennsylvania, hence a real governor. Of course, we know they're trying to insert their fake candidates, like this Dr. Oz guy, right? But Mastriano, they're all, the deep state is, they're trying to block him from being able to qualify, people. Just be aware of that. Pray for him. You're out there in Pennsylvania. Help him out. Campaign finance questions swirl around potential Pennsylvania GOP gubernatorial contender Doug Mastriano. Be aware of this. And they're trying to accuse him of violating campaign finance laws. They're doing anything they can, people. Why? Because they know that Mastriano is going to bring the goods. He's all about election integrity. But they know that. They know that. And be aware of that. That they are trying to bring him down. Just wanted to bring that to your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, also, listen in, people.
Hey, Rick, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas. What do you have to say about your recent accusations against crimes against children? Do you still work for CNN, Rick?
Sir, I'm not having a mouth on her. Slowly, I'm zipping my zipper.
Project Veritas exposed another creep at CNN.
Yet another producer, Rick Salibi, at CNN, we've exposed...
So he thinks, because you sent me money, you're going to get a nude photo of me and my daughter? Are you insane?
He's asked for nude pictures of your 15-year-old daughter?
Yep, mom and daughter pics. He always says mom and daughter pics.
Rick, do you still work for CNN? Do you have any comments, sir?
Sir.
Once again, we ask the questions, and they run away.
Right there. And that is the reality. And that, my friends, is the why we are now the news. Darkness to light. They will not be able to walk down the streets. Don't forget it. Which is why, ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap up the year, look at that. Well, we know that their ratings are all plummeting, CNN, MSNBC, as Americans turn their backs on woke liberal media. CNN saw a 38% drop in weekday primetime viewership. NBC, 25%. Double digits. As Trump and others are rolling out their platforms. Boom. None of this is ever going to go down, people, unless we bring down the fake news media. I also want to throw out, bear with me, I got a few, you know, we're finishing up the year, and let's hear it for Steve Bannon. When's the far left media matters misinformer of the year award? Because some of us are like not, you know, we're small, we have smaller audiences. So there it is. All of us should be jealous of Steve Bannon, because if he is the misinformer of the year, then like it says here, i.e. he's the most trusted voice in media. And from the beginning, Bannon was fighting back. And this is a big, big deal, right? Media Matters, right? The brainchild of dark and creepy John Podesta, right? And again, we've talked about Media Matters. And we've talked about the person who launched this, David Brock, and that whole operation. Be familiar with that. But anyway, I just want to throw that out. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that from the beginning, we have Bannon calling out, saying that the real opposition is the media. And the way to deal with them is to flood the zone with bleep. So Bannon, from the beginning, targeted the media the same way that Trump did, which is at the heart and soul of the Q drops, showing us how the disinformation is created, who disseminates it, how they want you to be divided, and just focusing on the actual war, which is what Bannon does. Keep that in mind when you see people saying that he's controlled opposite, all this stuff. He focuses on the war. Also, be aware, as we round out tonight, Marjorie Taylor Greene's coming out. I have President Trump's permission to tell you. And she said, he reveals that Donald Trump will be active in 2022 midterm elections. Why would he not be? So again, people, this is just Trump, the actor, putting out. This is just the latest in these little talking points that he puts out. Using different people. And she comes out saying that he's going to be active in the 2022 midterm elections. And she just got off the phone with him. We discussed many issues. People, race in 22, as well as vaccines and mandates. And she goes on giving everyone this big list of all the things that Trump is telling her. But again, people, this is a reminder as we close out the year that, let's see, how many times did Trump specifically say, yes, I'm running in 2024? Zero. I like my zeros. Remember that, people. That's why, again, just a reminder, we are the real news, people. And I came across this last night. People, listen in.
Hey, everybody, I'm General Mike Flynn, and I am walking around in a place called Seat to Table in Naples, Florida. You can see just an amazing, amazing place. I call it sort of a place of freedom. And you can see that beautiful American flag. So anyway, I'm really here to make a video about being a champion. And America's Future, AmericasFuture.net, AmericasFuture.net is a organization that I am a part of. And we have a great team at America's Future. And our current endeavor, our current initiative is we are looking and seeking champions as we go forward into the year 2022. And we want everybody to be a champion for this country. So all I ask for is to just think about what you're doing on a daily basis. We have something called Local Action Has a National Impact. And I just want to say to everybody in this country, God bless you. God bless America. Merry Christmas. Be a champion for America. Join America's Future, AmericasFuture.net. And we look forward to seeing you around the country as we get around and just thank everybody for what they're doing. God bless you. Merry Christmas and God bless America. Thank you.
Right there. And why am I playing this from the general? Well, you know, how about if we... AmericasFuture.net. And in case you didn't hear him, I encourage people to check out the website. This is one of many, many projects that are taking place from the new America. All the soldiers, literally and figuratively, that are leading the charge in the new America. So pay attention to what is happening. And like he said, this will involve local action. Know your Constitution of America, fearless fighting for American values, raise the flag, say the pledge, local action, national impact, memberships. There's going to be media center. I think it's a type of media conglomerate, I believe, the way it looks like, or it'll include media, and it includes a lot of other things. And we've seen Trump doing this, a lot of others, right? We've seen Mike Lindell doing some of this. You will be able to get a scholarship program grant. There's a lot more to it. I wanted to at least introduce everyone to AmericasFuture.net as we begin 2022. Remember, people, all of this struggle that we're dealing with, all there's, you know, like we've said before, if you can't, everyone that's out there that's complaining about something, just say to them, really, what is the solution? Paint to me your picture of what is going to happen. This is what Flynn has been saying from the beginning. He's been saying it's one thing to complain about things that are happening, is another thing to actually lay out the physical, actual reality of the solution that you are claiming is the solution. That's why I like what Mike Lindell has done and many others. And I now, you know, and this is what Flynn had been saying. So the ball continues to roll in the direction of the New Republic. Be aware of that. It's about action, people. This is the difference on this channel. I've said it many times. I separated myself from the alternative media long ago, people. The alternative media is all about those people. That's what I like about Steve Bannon, for that matter. That's why they're giving him this award tonight, people. Anyone that is about action and actually talking about the real issues, which by definition, you're going to be banned, like they did with Steve. Everyone that talks about the actual war, you are going to be banned. Why? Because the war is real. The people that are still on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and all that, oh, those are the people that are not addressing the actual war directly. They're alluding to it and they're tiptoeing around it, but they're not talking about the actual war at the degree, to the level that we are. So therefore, they still have their platforms. Remember, Flynn has been banned by everyone as well. So be aware of that. That kind of wraps it. Well, no, I have one more. Let's take a look, people. I'm trying to. Oprah, what? So Oprah is saying this. Dr. Oz, what? Running for Senate is what? An example of, quote, one of the great things about our democracy. So, we have Oprah is approving of Dr. Oz. All right, people. We'll leave it at that. Laugh out loud, people. Come on. The truth is in front of you. Don't forget all the ways that you can support this channel, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the support page of Truth and Art TV, ladies and gentlemen. Check out all the ways. Select the way you want to support this channel. And that'll keep everything going. And of course, the most beneficial way to support this right here, people. It's actually probably the cheapest. Well, you know. Even if you do the annual membership, people, less than $50. Boom, become a member, and then you're getting a lot in return. You get to join me on the member side where we get to speak softer because I have to save my voice, and we go over topics and we break it down. and we destroy other people's arguments. So that is a great way to support this channel, but there's other ways, right? All the other ways. And don't forget, one of the ways is to get yourself some emergency food supply. We have the t-shirts and the music and all that. And, you know, there it is. Check out Prepare with Truth and RTV. Ladies and gentlemen, help yourself out. Make a New Year's resolution. Get in there and get yourself some emergency food supply. You'll be glad you did. We see what's happening in New York. What is this new operation going to bring? Nothing wrong with being prepared, ladies and gentlemen, because this is what they want to do. They want it so that you will own nothing and you'll like it. Shut your mouth. Goodbye. That is what's happening. Think about it. See what you guys think. All right. Somebody says, now I'll have to see it. Okay. And what else? Is anyone making strange comments? That okay. T8K, some long name, TK something, says, so sad, Dr. Oz must be evil. Okay. And somebody says, Oz doesn't want Opie's involvement. Well, too late. She's friends with that satanic snake, Christian Alstein. Yeah, well, all right. People are obsessed. Remember, people, don't get too obsessed with the negative stuff. Because when you do that, you're giving too much credit to the enemy. One, probably the biggest concept, I'll leave you guys with this tonight, that the enemies of the Q team and the people that complain about everything, a lot of these alternative media people, the biggest thing that they could not digest, and these people that put out this disinformation in January about Operation Trust in Russia, somehow that's the Q drop, somehow. The thing that they all have in common, these people, these enemies of America, and these stupid people that were too lazy and too stupid to research the drops for themselves, they could never digest in themselves that there's good people in the military. People like you and I, they could never digest that. Think about it. Something so simple. My issue is I could never digest the other way around. That good people in our military, all of them are bad guys somehow. I can't digest. I'm the opposite of these people. So they can't accept that there are good people. And because of that, all they do is focus on what is on the bad guys. Don't let that happen to you guys. All right. God bless you. And I'll see you guys tomorrow in the live stream. I'll be back at 9:30. And, you know, we'll say goodbye to the year. All right. God bless you all. Thank you for joining me. Be back tomorrow. All right.